Right, folks, welcome to our divine service on this Sunday, the 25th of February, 2024. Just a few quick things before we begin. So I will be recording parts of this evening. I won't be recording the channeled messages. The recordings will be available to download for free. You can find them now on the free stuff page of the website under Sunday Angel Service Archive. So that's where the Sunday services live now. We've moved everything about at the beginning of the year, and you need to go to the free stuff page. If you want to record the service, of course, you're more than welcome to do so. But just remember that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale. There are no course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer or the blessing or the script form of the meditation, then you can email Sue Little, who has agreed to administrate this for me, and the email address is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, and that email address will go through to Sue. And Sue's also got the pictures that I'm going to be showing you, which I've generated using an AI program tonight too. If you have any questions that arise either from the channeling, the meditation, or because you get a message given, you can contact me via the online form. Just go to the website and click Questions for Edwin. I'm happy to answer questions on workshops, lectures, channeled evenings, courses, workshops, and Sunday services. I will answer those questions for free. But don't fall into the trap of thinking that the Questions for Edwin button is to ask me any question, because it's not. It is only questions relating to online events. You might just want to make sure you've got a pen and pad to hand to make notes should you receive a message, because if you do want to ask a question about them, I will need prompting about the message that you've been given, because I probably won't remember what it is. And of course, if anything comes up in the channeling that you think is important, or if I give a message to somebody else and it resonates for you as well, you might just want to kind of scribble a few things down. We won't have any question or answer moments because this is a service and not a lecture. And we'll go for an hour. There will be no break. We'll just go straight through to the end. At the moment, everybody is muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. And this is how the majority of this evening will be. It just filters out any chaotic background noise so that we can all enjoy the service in a degree of peace. So we're going to start with an opening prayer. We're going to use the conventional way of praying this evening, which is hands together, fingers stretched out, everything pointing upwards, but of course remembering to keep your shoulders nice and loose. So you might want to keep your hands rested at the kind of heart center level. Now, I remember a long time ago, I asked my guide, or my guardian angel, I think it was, you know, why we prayed in this way, if there was a kind of spiritual mechanic behind it. And the guardian angel said, well, of course, we have chakras in the palms of our hands and also on our fingertips. And when we bring the hands together, we are bringing the chakras of our left and right hand in connection to each other. So we are beaming the intent and energy of our prayer through our palm and fingertips, and they are combining. And when the energy combines here, it becomes amplified and magnified. So the prayer position of the hands is about amplifying and magnifying our intent, so that we have a louder voice, telepathically speaking, when we are either seeking to make connection with the divine or the angels or the masters, or when we are seeking to impress our intent upon the quantum field. So there is a kind of spiritual mechanic behind it. And the fact that the fingertips are pointing upwards is a little bit of psychology, because we always think of heaven or the spiritual worlds being above us because they're in a higher vibrational plane. So when the fingers are pointing upwards, it helps bring our thoughts in that upwards direction into the realms divine. So as we used to say at school, hands together, eyes closed, and we'll do our opening prayer. I will just find a little bit of lovely background music to accompany us when we do this. Oopsie-daisy. Now. Okay, that'll do. Let me just pull that volume right down there. So, hands together, eyes closed, shoulders nice and loose and relaxed. Just take a few deep breaths. The prayer that we're going to use first off is called the Glastonbury Invocation by author unknown, but it's a very, very beautiful prayer. There is a source of love, which is the heart of all love. Let that love flow, source to earth, heart to heart. There is a source of light, which is the mind of all life. Let that light flow. Source to earth, mind to mind. There is a source of power, which is the purpose of all life. Let that power flow. Source to earth, purpose to purpose. We are that light. We are that love. We are that power. Peace and healing on earth. Now, keep your eyes closed, please, for tonight's meditation, but you can relax your hands. You can settle them on your lap so that they are as comfortable as they can be. We're going to take a journey to the temple of the masters, the lords and ladies of Shambhala. So just take a few breaths. Breathe in, breathe out. Settle yourself and relax yourself a little deeper. Make sure that your body is as comfortable as it can be and focus on the sound of my voice. Just allow any intruding thoughts that enter in your mind to pass through it like clouds on a windy summer's day, acknowledging the thoughts but not entertaining them or allowing them to distract you, leaving your headspace open and clear and at peace. Breathe in and out a little deeper, a little slower, a little longer. And as you continue to breathe, imagine yourself becoming lighter and lighter. See in your mind's eye that the air that you breathe is laced with an invisible golden mist, and that every time you inhale, this golden light passes into your body, through your blood and bones, deep into your muscles and your organs. This soft golden light flows into your meridians, and chakras and spills out into your aura and subtle bodies, lacing your energy with a shimmering and shining dash of golden light. This golden light is prana, universal life force, and as you bring your attention to it, you gather it and focus it into your body with greater strength and power. And the more you breathe in, the more you hold in your body, the more you accept, the lighter and lighter you become. You are becoming so light that you are leaving your body heavy and clumsy behind and lifting now higher and higher into the spiritual planes which interpenetrate our own. Your consciousness is sailing, gliding, floating, soaring free through colored veils of light and energy, rising higher and higher with each breath that you take, leaving behind for a little while limitation, leaving behind ache and pain and worry and tiredness, and entering fully into the higher dimensions and beyond. After a little while, your ascent begins to slow, and through the veils of colored light, you see a brilliant, sparkling diamond in the distance, growing bigger as you draw near. The diamond is multifaceted and shining. It rotates slowly in the colored space that surrounds it, reflecting and refracting the rainbow-colored light into sparkling beams of energy and brightness. You float towards the diamond, drawn by its brilliant aura of color, captured by the radiant purity of its energy, until finally, slowly, gently, you are drawn deep and deeper inside. For a moment, all that you see and feel is a brilliant white purity that penetrates deep inside you. But after a moment, the light clears and you find yourself standing in the most enormous crystalline hall. As your eyes acclimatize to the brilliant wonder, you realize you are not alone here, but rather surrounded by a host of brightly robed men and women, each surrounded by a halo of light that is the same color as their attire. These masters have large, bright eyes and soft, kind faces, and they are smiling at you as you gaze at them, their energy reaching out through the ether to you, welcoming you here. A voice, which seems to come from nowhere and everywhere, whispers in your mind,
"Do not be afraid. You are in Shambhala, the realm of the Ascended Masters, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. We have drawn you here that you might receive from us a transfusion of healing power, a gift given freely and in love, in accordance with the will of the Divine and your higher self. relax them, and allow one of us to come to you.
You begin to recognize that some of the faces that stare at you are the Ascended Masters now. The more familiar faces that you recognize from history or religious books or images that you have seen on Earth. And then a single brilliant beam of soft colored hue descends upon you, holding you in its brightness. Slowly, a presence forms before you in the light. It is the Master who has been chosen to best serve you with their healing grace at this moment in time. The Master who holds the power that you need above all. Open your mind and let them speak to you. Let them blend their energy with your own. Let them fill you with the knowledge that might aid you on your journey and give you exactly what it is that you require. Open yourself to their presence and rest in their light, and be accepting of whatever other guidance or advice or healing energy they provide. Whatever it is that your spirit requires. Rest in their light. Rest in their power. And open your will to their consciousness and energy and love. Before you return, hear the voice of the Masters as they speak to you, offering guidance and love.
It is easy to think in the world that you live in, that the spiritual world is either a long, long way away, or a thing of fantasy and make-believe. But the truth is that we are real and have always been so, and are as much with you now as we have always been, side by side, hand in hand, heart in heart, and spirit in spirit, intertwined. There are people and situations in your world which work hard to pull you away from the spiritual truth, to root you only in the physical plane and its worries, woes, and concerns. But you must not let them. When you feel yourself becoming too grounded in the harshities of your reality, you must pull in the opposite direction. You must pray and meditate and light your candles and carry your crystals. You must speak your affirmations and sing your chants and incantations. You must take yourself out into the garden, out under the sky, into the embrace of Mother Nature. You must look up to the stars, to the moon and the sun. You must hold your attention at your heart. You must do all the things that we have taught you to do and more, in order to renew your connection to us, to the lords and ladies of Shambhala, to the angels and the divine, to the spiritual hierarchy. You must entrench yourself in our presence to counteract the malign machinations of those who hide within your world, who would have you convinced that we do not exist. And in times of desperation and need, you must be emboldened to call to us and ask for signs, for omens and portents, for synchronicities and serendipities that will convince you of the nature of our presence. And we will oblige as and where we can, using the power at our disposal. Simple signs at times, and at times grand measures, in order to reinforce that which in truth you know, in order to encourage you to hold fast to your beliefs. It is not a sin to challenge spirit, to question the divine, to need from time to time a little proof, and you will not be chided for it or punished. If it is within our power, we will do everything to give you the assurance that you need so that you may stay the course and continue to do the good works that you do. But it is important that you know and understand now that there are forces at work in your universe that are actively trying to convince you that we are a lie. That you know that we are the truth. You and I. We all together as one. Servants of the divine. Harbingers of the great plan, light workers in spirit and on earth, contributing to the healing of the world and the resolution of its purpose and destiny. Bring yourself then, when you have need, to our temple of light, that here we might aid you and give you the power that you need to find the truth, to heal your spirit, to open your heart, to empower your mind, to cast off the illusion of illness, to recenter yourself back in the light. Know that Shambhala, a waits for you. And when you have need of its power, of its sanctuary, of its protection, of its healing grace, and of the gifts that we possess for you, find us here, through the rainbow, in the heart of the diamond, in the temple of light. Come to us, and you will find that we are waiting. But for now, it is time for you to return.
And so, with that said, the figures of the Ascended Masters and Lady Masters begin to blur back into the brilliant colours of their aura, shimmering and shining in the great crystalline hall, slowly, one by one, vanishing and fading into the light. And you begin to feel yourself rising again. You find the great hall around you also being consumed by the brilliant white light, and you find yourself floating back outside of it, looking down onto the multifaceted diamond that is the collective of the lords and ladies of Shambhala, spinning in the brilliant multicolored dimension of light where you first arrived. Slowly, gently, you are being pulled back, tugged along the same invisible pathway which brought you here, journeying slowly, graciously, gently back through the veils of brilliant colored light, becoming aware again of your breath, breathing in and breathing out, feeling the pull of your physical form and this physical world, and returning. Colored lights beginning to fade, as you feel the chair beneath you, the ground beneath your feet, as you feel the gentle rhythm of the in and out of your breath. Wiggle then your fingers and your toes now, gently stretch a little. Make sure that you are fully grounded by breathing a little light from the root center down through the legs and feet into the earth. Take a moment to center yourself back into your body, a moment to protect yourself in your usual way. Slowly and gently, in your own time, safely return. And when you are ready, open your eyes. So, just as you're coming back, just a few things to mention. Firstly, the prayer, which is a new prayer to me, it reminds me a lot of the Great Invocation. It feels like it's a version of the Great Invocation. Maybe not as religiously inclined as the Great Invocation is. I like it very much. I think it's very, very nice. I certainly am going to be using it myself. So if anybody does want a copy of that, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. And I did create these images of the halls of Shambhala. I'm just going to share them with you now. It's interesting what the AI interprets when you type in the word temple. For me, I always think of ancient Greek and Roman temples, but the AI obviously thinks a temple is an Eastern or Oriental building. And so it's created these pagoda-like temples. I think the crystalline rainbow columns are absolutely stunning, and the reflections in the floors are really beautifully done. The iridescence of the color and the kind of huge outlandish cathedral archway ceilings, I think, are just really beautiful. But I think my favorite is this last image, where I managed to get these image of these colored robed masters present within the temple as well. So I've sent all of these images to Sue, and she's very happy to pass them on to you. So once again, if you want those images too, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. And they're yours to do with as you will. I mean, I do retain the copyright of them, but you know, if you want to use them in promotion material on Facebook or Instagram, you're more than welcome. It's just if you want to use them in a commercial means that you would need to contact me about that. But for anything else, I'm very happy for you to use them. Right, so don't forget, if you have any questions from that meditation or from the channeling, you can contact me about that as well for free. Just go to the website and click on Questions for Edwin, and it will take you to an online form, which I would encourage you to fill out. And yeah, I'm very happy to get back to you. I am still getting quite a high amount of emails, around anywhere really between 20 and 30 emails a day are coming in. So, I am getting through them quite niftily at the moment, so it shouldn't be too long before you wait for an answer, but you just might have to be a little bit patient. Right, I'm going to stop recording, I think.